Listen to this. Can you tell what that is? It's a light switch. Listen to really close up. This week, I want to encourage you to listen and to get a bit silly and then send me the result. Can you tell what this is? I need to experiment with that one a bit more. It's my popcorn popper. And I'm going to see if different kinds of popcorn or different distances from the popper affect the roar to pop ratio. We're starting another collaborative music project, and I would like to base it on found percussion. What can you strike or strum around your house that might make sounds that we can use? Do you have a tea kettle that whistles? A door or chair or shoe that squeaks? If you don't think you know how to make and send a recording, I want to especially welcome you to this project. I've compiled a PDF document, also attached to this email, that should explain exactly what you need to know. If it doesn't, please send me questions. I'm really trying to make this project as inclusive as possible. Can you tell what this is? That was strumming mini blinds. Please start thinking about this project and then think about it again and keep coming up with more ideas. I recorded items that I pass on my way into my house, not necessarily doing what they normally do. I opened and closed the gate and also strummed part of it. I jangled my keys as well as turning them in the lock. And just now I looked at the hollow metal pole that supports a lamp in my living room and tapped that with a few different implements. First with a plastic pen. Now I'm gonna do the same thing with a wooden chopstick on that lamp pole. Now, the first metal thing I found was tweezers, so here's the end of a pair of tweezers. And I happen to have a glass drinking straw, so I'm going to clonk that. I think I like that one. Especially the bottom of the lamp. Oh, this is a great sound. You can do single clonks or rhythm. Cats, dogs, and other creatures are welcome to sing along. I have an occasional cricket in my house, and I hope I can get him to offer a solo. Normally, he only sings when he gets jealous of the piano. Listen to the sounds you live with. Are some of them meaningful? I think of the thrill of anticipation that a can opener inspires in a cat. How do you feel when your phone or other device chimes its various notifications? I have a rain stick, and I'm wondering if there are other containers or items that I can turn or shake for musical effects. I hope you'll play along, literally and figuratively. Start thinking about this, record something, and then keep thinking about it and record some more. Thank you.